last year, our board of directors held a strategic planning retreat and identified six priorities for the board of directors and the staff to work on. And those priorities include riverfront development, the Interstate 49 highway project, improvements at Ben Guerin Regional Park, an update to our comprehensive plan, fire service improvements, and continuing improvements to our sanitary sewer system to address problems in periods of heavier rainfall.
So how did you identify and establish these priorities? What were some of the criteria?
Well, the board of directors actually brainstormed a long list of possible strategic priorities, and then working with a facilitator, they prioritized their long list and agreed on these six projects to guide their interest and the staff's work over the next 2 to 3 years.
When you establish priorities, how do you then establish what needs to be accomplished?
Well, the staff working with the board of directors identify the action steps that would be needed to see success on each of the board's goals. And so, for example, on the first goal of riverfront development, the staff identified the steps that would need to be taken in order to provide infrastructure to stimulate private development along the riverfront. And those steps are basically allocating resources and then undertaking design engineering. And then the final step would be construction of the improvements. And so at our board of directors meeting last week, the board approved a design engineering contract so that we could begin work on the engineering work needed for the infrastructure extensions along the riverfront. Late last year, when the board of directors adopted the city's 2012 budget, they earmarked funds in the water and sewer programs for the design and construction of this infrastructure. So two of the three steps have been accomplished now, but the third step is the most critical step, and that's construction, and that will likely begin either very late this year or early next year after design of the project is completed and we've gone through a public bidding process.
Could you also talk about the goals for other priorities that were established and how the city of Fort Smith has accomplished them?
Sure. Another one of the priorities is improvements to Ben Guerin Regional Park. And there were two specific actions identified there. One was constructing additional softball fields, and the second was partnering with Sebastian County to construct an aquatic center at Ben Guerin Regional Park. One of the steps necessary for that was to work with Sebastian County on a joint agreement, which we did in the later months of 2011, and that agreement was approved early this year. And then another action step was securing funding for the city share of the cost of those projects, and that funding was secured 2 weeks ago in a sales tax bond election where voters overwhelmingly approved using sales taxes to pay for both of those projects. So now the next steps will be to implement those projects, and one of the next steps will be hiring architects and engineers to design the projects, and we'll do that through the remainder of 2012, and then I expect construction to begin in 2013. The two ball fields should be ready by mid to late 2013, and the aquatic center is expected to open for the 2014 aquatic season.
Now, one of the goals of the riverfront development priority was to support the U.S. Marshals Museum, and the museum still needs to raise a significant amount of money before it can start construction. Do you plan to wait until they've reached a particular fundraising goal, or do you plan to start working on riverfront development now?
Well, we're hopeful that it will all happen concurrently, and the city is going to stimulate that development by extending water and sewer infrastructure to the riverfront properties. And so that needs to be done to support not only the Marshals Museum, but also development of other vacant property along Fort Smith's riverfront. The Marshals Museum is an independent organization that is undertaking a fundraising effort. They recently concluded their local fundraising effort, and they've now launched a statewide fundraising effort. And when they get near the completion of that, they'll launch a national and international fundraising effort for the museum. So I believe their goal is to raise as much as $50 million for the construction of the museum, for developing exhibits and displays, and also to have an endowment to support ongoing operation of the museum.
What about Interstate 49? Much has been said, but much remains to be done.
Right. Well, there has been some significant progress on the Interstate 49 project through western and northwestern Arkansas. There is some work underway on the Bella Vista bypass, which is a very important part of the Interstate 49 project. And there's been work on Interstate 49 through the Chaffee Crossing area in the Fort Smith region. The next steps that we want to see happen are completion of the Bella Vista bypass and then construction of Interstate 49 between Interstate 40 and U.S. Highway 71 South. Some portions of that stretch are under construction now, but there has been no construction work done on the portion of Interstate 49 between Interstate 40 and Arkansas Highway 22. And that portion will include crossing the Arkansas River, which will be one of the most expensive pieces of the Interstate 49 project in Arkansas. So we've been working very closely with the Northwest Arkansas Council, the City of Fayetteville, and others to pursue federal support and funding for the Bella Vista bypass, as well as the portions of Interstate 49 in the Fort Smith area. And then there's a larger Interstate 49 coalition that is working on the project for the entire length of Arkansas. So it is going to be a very important interstate linkage through the nation's heartland, and Arkansas is right in the middle of that. And Fort Smith sits at the crossroads of Interstate 40, one of the nation's major east-west interstate highways, and Interstate 49, which will become a major north-south interstate highway through the middle of the United States.
Now, recently, voters in Fort Smith agreed to the extension of a 1% sales tax to refinance bonds that would help the Fort Smith Fire Department and the Fort Smith Parks and Recreation Department directly. How did that extension help in the accomplishments of the goals listed in your priority report?
Well, two of the board's six goals were for fire service improvements and improvements at Ben Guerin Park, and the overwhelming voter support of the sales tax extension 2 weeks ago supports both of those goals directly. Voters, by nearly 4-1 margin, approved sales tax bonds to construct a new fire station in the Chaffee Crossing area of Fort Smith, and also to replace some aging fire apparatus. And by a similar margin, they approved a 0.25% sales tax that will support operation of that new fire station and also provide funding for a wide variety of parks projects.
Now, you identified these specific key areas that you need to focus on as a city, but some of these projects are multi-year projects. Some may take 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, who knows? How do you determine that, okay, even though this is a multi-year project, I will accomplish this particular goal in this 1 year?
Yeah, you know, we have milestones that are accomplished along the way to achieve the bigger goals. And so as we accomplish milestones, that keeps everyone focused and it allows them to see successes along the way toward achieving the bigger vision. So, for example, the result of the sales tax election 2 weeks ago was a milestone toward achieving these broader visions and goals that the Board of Directors has established. And these are all multi-year goals and visions. It's not an annual process that we go through to establish goals. We typically, the board will establish new goals once every 3 to 4 years. So the mayor and the board of directors recognize that these are multi-year goals, and they're significant goals, and they're not going to be accomplished in one-year timeframes.
How does establishing priorities and measuring accomplishments accordingly help Fort Smith in the long run?
Well, these priorities make Fort Smith a better place to live, work, and do business for a variety of reasons. The fire service improvements will allow us to provide a much improved level of fire protection in the Chaffee Crossing area of Fort Smith, which is one of our faster-growing areas in the city. And that's important to attracting economic development, new employers, new jobs to our region, because they want to know that they're going to receive high-quality municipal services if they invest millions of dollars in building a new facility and bringing new jobs to our region. So the fire service improvements are very important in that respect. The park improvements are critical to our quality of place and quality of life in this region. When companies are looking for locations to build new facilities, one of the things they want to know is what is there to do after 5 o'clock? You know, how will their employees spend their leisure time? And they want to know that there's quality park and recreation opportunities available so that the employees can get the greatest benefit from the leisure time they have available. So those are two examples of how these strategic priorities benefit the quality of life and the quality of doing business in Fort Smith.